USA News, I'm Rich Johnson. A major PR counterattack from California Governor Gavin Newsom aimed at Florida Governor Ron DeSantis over the shipment of migrants out of the Sunshine State.
Human beings used as pawns for a guy's political advancement. That's pretty sad and pathetic.
Newsom tells NBC's The Today Show he wouldn't rule out filing kidnapping charges against DeSantis and the others responsible for at least two plane loads of migrants landing in Sacramento in recent days. Florida officials confirm they're behind the flights, saying the people boarded those flights voluntarily. Former Vice President Mike Pence has begun the job of making the case why he should be the next president and why the current one should go.
Today, our country's in a lot of trouble. President Joe Biden and the radical left have weakened America at home and abroad.
Pence released a video to support the announcement he'll make later today in Iowa that he is in the race. Last night, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie made his run official, using a town hall in New Hampshire to run down a long list of reasons why former President Trump should remain the former president. Christie called Trump a lonely, self-consumed, self-serving mirror hog who is not a leader. Pope Francis is undergoing abdominal surgery, a procedure that holds some risk for the 86-year-old.
A big abdominal surgery at that age, there are potential complications like infection and things like that, and it might take him a couple of weeks before he feels fully recovered.
NBC medical contributor Dr. Natalie Azar. The Pope has a busy travel schedule this year, including planned visits to Portugal and Mongolia. Morale and ratings have been sinking for months at CNN, but the backlash to last month's town hall with former President Trump may have sealed the deal. CNN CEO Chris Licht is resigning. Another possible contribution, the very unflattering profile of Licht and his management style published in The Atlantic. This is USA News.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Washington State's new ban on assault weapons has withstood its first legal test, as a federal judge has refused to temporarily block the law while the case is being decided. The new law in the Evergreen State bans the sale, manufacture, and import of assault weapons, with an exception for law enforcement and the military. Washington's attorney general proposed the bill in 2016 after a mass shooting in suburban Seattle. Challenges continue in both state and federal courts. Microsoft has agreed to pay the Federal Trade Commission $20 million for collecting the personal information on Xbox players younger than 13 and not properly telling parents. Aaron Rail has more.
Along with paying millions in penalties, an order filed by the FTC will require Microsoft to amend its privacy protection for child Xbox users. Children's online privacy protection rules require companies to alert parents before storing information on young children younger than 13 and to give parents the choice to prevent that information from being shared with third parties. Microsoft only prompted players under the age of 13 to get parental consent after they had already entered all the information. If a child never completed the sign-up process, the company stored that data indefinitely.
Priceline's offering travel searches using a Google AI chatbot. The two companies say the technology will make the travel booking process easier. The generative AI tools from Google will let you have a conversation with the chatbot when you make your travel plans. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.